Hi there. Thanks for tuning into our podcast feed. I'm Pastor Tim here at Grace of God, Long Island. What you're listening to right now is part of an occasional series you'll find in this feed, which I'm calling Deleted Scenes. Just like when a movie or a TV show is being made, it occasionally happens, as I'm writing a sermon, that it goes too long and something needs cutting. Generally, that's because I let myself just go on and the trim material isn't worth it. However, sometimes I find myself cutting something that I think would have some value in saying, but it just doesn't flow well into the rest of the sermon, or it simply ends up too long. When I have a piece that I think meets that standard, you'll find it in this feed on Tuesdays as a deleted scene.
Hey there, friends. Thanks for joining us for this deleted scene in our podcast feed this week. I'm Pastor Tim here at Grace of God, and it's been a while since I've had one of these. I want to explain again what a deleted scene is. On Sundays, as I put together my message for that week, sometimes I trim something, a thought, a reflection, an expression that I think is good, is worthwhile, but maybe doesn't fit the flow of the rest of the message, or just doesn't really fit that Sunday, or it would just be too long. It would be too much of a tangent to go off on for a more concise message. And so I break that out, and I put it aside, and eventually I get sitting down, and I record it as a deleted scene. Usually I want these to come out the same week as the sermon itself drops in the podcast feed, but we're going back actually about 3 weeks to look at this one. We're looking at a message that I preached, which came out on the podcast feed on March 14th on Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. It was called Rethinking Solutions for Sin. So if you haven't listened to that message, I would say before listening to the rest of today's, go on back, take a listen to that message, and then you can come on back and hear this deleted scene. So in that Sunday sermon, what we considered again was what God's solution for sin is. Ultimately, it's very simple. It's for us to trust in His promise of forgiveness, which He gave through Jesus. That's it. By trusting God's promise that He's forgiven us in Jesus, we receive God's forgiveness given in Jesus. It almost sounds circular, right? It's too easy sounding. But that's simply God's promise. One interesting aspect of the story that we read, which was the story from Numbers again, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, the story that's known as the incident of the bronze snake. I wasn't able to cover this aspect of that story on Sunday. I'm going to read the verses which cover this. It's at the very beginning of that selection, verse 4. The Israelites traveled along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses. Now, where it says there that the people grew impatient in our English Bible, that's not quite what the Hebrew, the language that the Old Testament was originally written in, that's not quite what it says there. It says more literally, the spirit of the people grew impatient. Now, what does that mean, the spirit of the people? Now, we're not talking about some truly spiritual entity, like an angel or a demon or God Himself. Right, we use the same figure of speech in English when we talk about team spirit. Right, we recognize that when people come together, a group of people, they can feel jointly that emotions and attitudes can be transmitted within a group. And maybe you played on a sports team at some point, right? When a game's going well, the whole team tends to feel buoyant and happy together. There's a group confidence. But if the game is going against you, the whole team can become frustrated. And that's just what we're noting here. You can see this take place at your work as well. When there's a bad quarter and for all the sales department, they might all together feel dejected and discouraged and frustrated. We can see this in our families, right? Wherever people group together, in churches as well, a group attitude, the spirit of the group, can swing in one direction. What we're reminded of when we see this particular figure of speech in Numbers 24, is that sin can also come about, can sort of transmit through a group attitude, right? The whole nation together becomes impatient, and what do? Together, they grumble against Moses and against God. And then later in the reading, together they face God's chastisement. Ultimately, together, they all seek forgiveness. The story of the bronze serpent, among all the other things we learn from it, reminds us to think about the way that the groups which we're a part of can impact, can shape our thoughts and our actions. Right? They can shape us negatively, but we can also be positively impacted by our social circles. This account reminds us in this particular area, seek out good friendships. Friendships with people who inspire you toward faith, toward love, toward virtue, who build you up, and you toward them. Right? Seek to be a constructive part of those relationships. That's our deleted scene for this week. Again, if you didn't get the whole sermon already, it's a couple of weeks back. You can go find the sermon on Numbers 21:49 that dropped in the podcast feed on March 14th in this feed. Thanks, friends, and I'll see you soon.
That's our sermon deleted scene today. Music is What Words Can't Describe by Vlad Klushenko at soundcloud.com/VGL9. Thanks again for listening. Please share our podcast feed with others and share with them the peace that you have in Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim Walsh at Grace of God in Dix Hills, 510 Deer Park, just north off LIE exit 51. Join us on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. God bless and keep you this week.